Violence is now threatening the government of Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf. Much of that violence is taking place in the northwestern region near Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. It follows the assault on a radical mosque in the capital, Islamabad, earlier this month. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad, dozens of people have died in the worsening violence.
21 months ago, this hospital in Islamabad was full of victims of South Asia's worst earthquake in living memory. Now it's handling the results of a calamity of a different kind, a ruthless man-made conflict between Islamist extremists and Pakistan's government. Its occupants include people wounded by fighting during the siege and storming by government forces of Islamabad's Red Mosque. They include victims of the militant backlash to the many deaths at the mosque. And they include this man.
My name is Mohammad Rashid. I am a shopkeeper.
Rashid's lying in a small, stuffy ward alongside a few other shrapnel-peppered victims. He says he was crossing the road in Islamabad Tuesday evening. Nearby was a crowded outdoor rally for Pakistan's suspended Chief Justice. A bomb exploded. It flattened him and shattered his lower leg. Well over 100 Pakistanis have been killed and countless wounded within less than a week in one militant attack after another. Many have been soldiers and police in the northwest, though civilians are suffering too. Musharraf's government needs to think about all this, says Rashid. This sort of thing is not good. In a small and stuffy room on the other side of town, more advice is handed out to Musharraf and his generals. Top brass from Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party are addressing the press. The PPP is considered Pakistan's most popular opposition party. Some of its workers were killed in Tuesday's blast. Now it's turning up the heat on Musharraf. Mian Raza Rabbani, a senior party leader, says the party wants a civilian government of national consensus to be set up to pave the way for elections.
We do not envisage a political role for the armed forces of Pakistan. And as far as General Musharraf is concerned, I think he's played his innings.
Musharraf's been in serious political trouble since suspending Pakistan's Chief Justice in March. The current surge of militant attacks is compounding the crisis. Instability is growing, and so are predictions that Musharraf is planning to impose a state of emergency. There's been pressure on the general to do a deal with former Prime Minister Bhutto, one which would allow her free elections and him to stay as president, though not as army chief. Bhutto has been talking to Musharraf's aides, but, says Rabbani, not about allowing Musharraf to stay on.
We have not been talking about a power-sharing equation, but we have been talking about a transfer of power to the elected representatives held under a free and fair, transparent elections.
But Musharraf's opponents have a problem. The general doesn't think his innings are over. He told a group of Pakistani newspaper editors yesterday he still wants another term as president, seeking reappointment before the elections from Pakistan's current national and provincial parliaments, where he has enough votes. And he wants to remain Army Chief of Staff. But, the general said, there'll be no state of emergency. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.